EU chief continues push for Ukraine to join bloc during meeting with Zelensky. By Breitbart, London on November 4, 2023. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russian attacks in Ukraine wounded at least 14 civilians over the past day. Officials said Saturday, as the president of the European Union's executive arm returned to the Ukrainian capital to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky. The governor of the Zaporizhia region, Yuri Malashko, said that 9 people were wounded in a Russian rocket strike on the village of Zarekn. Overall, 26 cities and settlements in the region came under attack over the past day, he said. In the Kherson region, 5 people were wounded, said Governor Oleksandr Prokudin. He said that attacks in the region came from artillery, mortars, drones, warplanes and tanks. Nikopol, a city of the opposite bank of the Dnieper River from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, came under fire, but no injuries were immediately reported, according to Dnipropetrovsk regional governor Serhiy Lysak. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen arrived in Kyiv on Saturday morning and was met by Zelensky at the train station. She tweeted that talks during her 6th visit would focus on the path for Ukraine to join the EU and how we will continue to make Russia pay for its war of aggression. The visit came a week before she was due to present a report on the enlargement of the EU, which von der Leyen said will note Kyiv's progress on its path to membership in the 27-member bloc. I must say you have made excellent progress. This is impressive to see, von der Leyen said after the meeting with Zelensky. We should never forget you are fighting an existential war and at the same time you are deeply reforming your country. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.